vibrant with the love which you bring to us this time. I feel amongst you jubilation and some despondency. About this time we will work with each one of you individually in order that each one is uplifted in the way which is necessary to them. I know some of you have pondered the words I gave to you about the slowing down of nature in your surroundings and my suggestions to you that you try to accomplish something similar.
Yes.
Have any of you questions for me regarding what we have spoken about?
Any questions? That particular subject of slowing down.
Yes.
Yes. I've certainly thought about it. What a sensible idea.
But do you fully understand why?
No, not really. Does anyone understand why?
Only sort of superficial things like the weather's colder, there's less sunlight, and we get less energy from there. And there, it looks like there's less vibrancy in nature. Sort of the leaves are dropping from the trees and rotting, and you haven't got quite such vibrant green around, and colours from the flowers there all sort of. So there's a bit less upliftment from the scenery.
Yes, and do you remember my words about why this happens? That in disintegrating, it is the step towards rejuvenation.
Yes, I do remember.
Can any of you see this process from a spiritual viewpoint?
Yes, I see it in our lives, and I see it in the lives of others, that the old is has to fall away for the new to come through, the new growth, our spiritual growth.
Yes.
I see it in nature, and I see it in our lives, the changes in our lives.
Can you also see the purpose of why I should ask you to find that common bond between yourselves and what you term nature? Yes, you have the understanding of the physical means and the physical aging of the body. cannot you see the correlation between human and nature, inasmuch that each is part of the other? Can any one of you begin to understand?
Yeah, I see now that I remember the you sort of make a renewed effort in the spring to sort of come out of the sort of slumber of winter, and together with the flowers pushing up, and I can see the parallel there. And then you feel in a sort of summer flow, almost. Your energy is higher, and you feel lighter, and you do sort of feel more vibrant in a way.
Yes. And why should this be? But only that the spirit has been uplifted and rested. But again, because mankind has free will, he is sometimes afraid to let go and slow down in order that the spirit be rekindled, may I say. What I wish you to understand, my dear friend, is this from the spiritual viewpoint. Physical aspect you fully understand. But what I would wish for you is that now you begin to see yourselves, to elevate yourselves above all things physical, and become part of what you term nature. Only in this way will your understanding grow, will your understanding be such that you become part of the whole. Do you understand? I do not feel that you do, but perhaps if it is a little difficult, I will return to this topic at another stage.
It's a blending of past and nature, isn't it?
Yes. You may well say, I understand. I know what it is about. But until you come to this state of blending, as you say, you will not fully understand how nature truly works within your own world. After all, are you not part of this human nature? Why then does humankind find it so difficult to become part of the whole? This, my dear friends, is what I would ask you now, at this stage of your awareness, to take on board and to consider, each one of you, in your own individual way, to discover what you can give and what you can receive. This is a spiritual task for you all, my dear friends, and as we come to this time of slowing down within your world, I ask you to take a hold of your thinking and discover for yourselves what you are about at this special time of raised consciousness.
I have read about people in the Buddhist philosophy who would sit beneath a tree and think of a plant or a bud, and they would almost become that bud. Their consciousness would seem to take on the consciousness of the plant. Does that make sense?
That is precisely what I would wish for you all to achieve. When awareness is such, then you are part of the tree. You have the understanding of the tree, of the flower, of the bud.
Yes.
It takes much of your time, of your thinking, of your understanding to reach these stages of development. But my dear friends, you have that power within yourself. But only you have that within you to do these things. I can try to encourage, to uplift, and to help you. But if you do not use that free will, then you become static in your growth, and this we do not wish for you. Think carefully, my dear friends. I have been leading you up to this moment, if you like, by speaking to you briefly about the nature being. There was a purpose for those discussions, in order that each one of you could become a little more aware of who and what you are.
So it would help us to be in the quiet places where there are trees and water, would it?
Of course, any time spent in quietness can only enhance your awareness. It is the way forward for humankind until they reach such a state as the gentleman has just discussed. It is but practice, dedication, understand. Does anyone have questions, please?
I was thinking about the walk the other day with the water, trees, the air. I was thinking of these creatures, but I didn't see any, I would say. But I was aware that they must be there.
Yes. Any awareness can only be good for the spirit. But it is all too easy sometimes when we have discussed these many things for each one of you to return to your earth many lives and forget what has been spoken to me. Forgive me, my dear friends, if I continue to remind you.
Please do. Please do. We need it.
But can you see that all of these creations and nature beings and yourself belong to one energy?
Yes.
All that is needed is for the knowledge and the understanding and the utilization of that understanding to help you forward in your own growth. You understand? I think we will leave it here for this time. But I have promised you that I will speak to you about angels. But I feel that perhaps until our new year in your world, that will be the time to speak further about this topic.
Yes, thank you.
I would like you, my dear friends, to consider what we have spoken about at this time. So, if you have any questions about anything other than what we have discussed, I am willing to answer them for you.
Yes, I just found it. When you said that we made the earth, we humans made it for our own use because we need it. When it was made, was it perfect? And then have we gone astray, or was it always with was it slightly imperfect in the beginning, and we're trying to make it perfect? I don't quite understand.
Yes, let me say this to you, that universal laws are always perfect in their planning. That is the first thing you must understand.
Mm-hmm.
But of course you know that this planet is an imperfect world, and so it was meant to be, because those spirits who come to the lifetimes upon this planet do so for growth. That is why. But the plan for this planet was perfect. So yes, the answer is both perfect and imperfect.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, the plan was yes. Perfect, but it didn't, in actual fact it didn't turn out to be.
Yes. No, your understanding is wrong.
No.
Natural law is always perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But this planet was provided for humankind with all its imperfections in order for the spirit to grow.
Right, yes.
That is why mankind was given free will, in order that it be used to create perfection.
Right.
Do you understand?
Yes,
it is. Is it clearer for you?
Yes. Thank you.
But remember, all universal law is perfect. So the animals that are on the earth, they're also here to learn, but they seem to be more perfect than we are. Is that?
Do you know this?
No. But I just feel that their life is more ordered and more. I mean, I do see some things in nature, in the animals, that perhaps I don't think is very good. For example, some monkeys eat other monkeys. But generally, they seem to be more ordered and only. They don't seem to have such a nasty streak in them as some, perhaps, meets on some of us, perhaps.
Yes. Mankind has always been puzzled by the happenings within this planet. That is not for them to judge. All has been planned, and of course mankind over time has lost his spiritual attributes to a great degree, and has created upon this planet much that should not have happened. These things have happened because mankind has free will. The animal kingdom, in all its stages, also is evolving. This is a planet for evolving. This is a planet of learning. This is a planet that, because of man's thinking, has become one of much disruption and disease, regrets, and all other human failings. That is not to say that the universal plan for this planet was wrong, only that humankind has abused those laws. But all works well. Mankind has to learn and is learning at a very fast rate. That he is responsible for the upkeep of this earthly planet. That knowledge is becoming more widely known. But yes, it is an imperfect place. But I would say to you this, my dear friend. It is not for you to judge. As I have said so often, you do not see the wider scheme of life. Yes, I know it is difficult to understand. But so often, my dear friends, you torture yourselves with many things that you cannot change. And let me reiterate for you that the best you can do is to send your thoughts for good. In that way, not only are you growing, but you are helping all of mankind. Is that helpful to you?
Yeah, it's definitely. Yes. Any questions, Graham?
Is it possible to encourage plants and trees to grow by communicating or attempting to communicate with them? I used to have a cherry tree in our garden, and our neighbour, who was a dear old lady, used to communicate and talk to that tree every day, she said. And she felt as though she had a relationship with that tree, and the tree grew better as a result of this. Is this true?
Why, you are continuing with what we have been discussing. That dear lady, as you call her, had an awareness that the tree would blossom from the love that she gave to it. If she were to go one step further, she would be part of the tree, and the tree would blossom as she herself would. It is an exchange of energy and love. So therefore, of course, plants, animals, and all of vegetable life respond to love. That is your key word for all of living, love.
Yes, I thought that's what you said. It's very interesting to hear you say that. Thank you.
Can I ask a question? Yeah. A lady I know who's advanced in years was surprised and delighted last week to find she had a spirit friend talking to her and helping her in practical ways. Is this quite unusual?
Let me say this to you, that as we have discussed before, children are aware of what do you call spiritual friends, as are all mediums and those who give of their selves and their time. In some individuals who get to what you call earthly, elderly age. They are reaching out to spirit life, if you like. They are closer to our world than they are at times this earth. Therefore, the opportunity is open to those who stand close by and who probably have been with her for many of her earthly years, but she would have been unaware of them. I would say to you that this lady has now reached the stage where her awareness is open, where her vision is clearer, and therefore contact is easier. I would say to you that she is now probably closer to our world than your home.
Yes.
Is that helpful to you?
Yes, thank you.
Any
questions on
your travel? No, not
at the moment. He needs some questions. He knows we travel with him.
Thank you.
Can I ask one more question? You were talking about our medical advances, and there have been several programs on the telly recently giving such advances, you know, discoveries that have been made. There was a program last night about the Icelandic people who can trace their ancestors right back to the Vikings, and they can trace, many of them suffer from cancer, and they can trace back a long way and find that the gene, there's a deformed gene in them, and all these people are getting cancer. Or several, families. You said to us that we create the diseases that we have in past lives or in our own lives. If people come back with a deformed gene, do we trigger off the problem, the disease, when we're here by what we're doing now? Can we avert getting or can these people avert getting cancer even though they've got a deformed gene by the way they're living today?
Yes, I understand your question. Yes, let me say this to you. In situations as you have discussed, these are, of course, karmic debts. You all understand that term, I know. But, of course, you know that the power of thought that is given to each one of you when you come into this incarnation is entirely your own responsibility. Therefore, I would say this to you, that although this group of people have come to this lifetime with what you call a deformed gene and what I would call a spiritual debt, people have the ability to change their lives and to rid themselves of spiritual debt. That would explain why not every single one of them would trigger off a disease. The way they live their life will dictate whether that disease becomes ripe and vigorous, or whether it can be changed. Let me say to you, my dear friends, that each one of you has the ability to change the very cells within your body. It is not easy, I know, but you have the power, each one of you, to change it.
And would that mean, if we come with a physical debt, we can rid the soul of that,
of that course, debt
in this lifetime then?
Of course.
Yes,
but again, it belongs to you and to you alone.
Yes.
But with the help of the many you call healers who are here to help you and advise you and to bring to you that touch of spiritual light which is needed for you to dispel that spiritual debt.
Right. Thank you. So that would be probably one of the reasons why they've come back, to rid themselves of this spiritual debt.
Yes, as a people, they would have chosen that life. Mm. Is that helpful?
It is, yes, thank you very much.
I think for this time, my dear friends, there is much for you to consider. I thank you for inviting me into your lives. I hope that I have given you some more food for thought, as you say.
Is it all right if next week we have two guests to come along? We have asked you.
Yes.
Yes, thank you.
Yes. I leave you now, my dear friends, in the knowledge that each one of you will leave here feeling a little more uplifted. And I hope with a little purpose in your lives, a little more understanding of all that surrounds you.